You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Oh my gosh, I have so many guests in my studio, Ilona Europa, Accent On, on LA Talk Radio, every Monday, 6 to 7 Pacific time, but I know whole world is listening, and I am very, very excited. We have more and people downloading our show and tuning in live, and I am so thankful for that. Anyway, I'm talking world is listening. I brought the world to us today because we have guests from UK and they're gorgeous two ladies. They're magical. They will give us like little goosebumps when they will be talking about this story. And it's one of those situations that you never expect that you'll be having guests like that in your studio 7 days later. I had few different people that I wanted to put on my show today, but I've moved them around. They will be back next week. But these two ladies, they are special. And in a second, we'll be saying why. And I have somebody else with me. Michelle, people know you because you were here like 3 times.
No, it's
4 times.
Thank you.
5 times.
I don't know. We stopped counting after 3.
You are here all the time with me.
I know. I love you.
We love each other.
Yes.
She's a great singer. Maybe you'll introduce yourself. We'll go, you know, everybody's names. Your name is officially, please.
Michelle Ivy Jordan.
Are you keeping still the last name?
Right now, legally, yes, I have to. But I want to drop it off one day.
Okay, people know your story a little bit. The story is really unusual. And a few weeks ago, or 2 months ago, I think we spoke a little bit about you trying to get back your son.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very unusual situation. And I know your son is still not with you.
True.
Yes, he's with your husband.
True.
But we would like to say hi to him.
Yes. Hello, Kyler. Mama loves you.
And I love you, too. And I know soon he'll be with you. And what can I say? You are a singer. You are a songwriter. You are a country singer-songwriter. You are the record chick. You are just gorgeous, gorgeous redhead. And I'm very excited to write also for you. And, you know, we'll be playing. We'll be playing your song. Today, we'll be playing again your Razor and Blades song. Is this okay with you?
Oh, it's very okay with
me. I know. That's what we'll do again until the next single will come. Okay, now we are going to our first guest. This guest is very unusual. I think everybody will love her accent. It's very royal. And her name is?
Aquila.
And second name?
Aquila Luthien.
I think we need to learn this name that I will say repeat one more time, and I will tell people why we need to remember this name, because I think is this your first American radio show?
It's my first one in the last 2 years.
I just love it, because all these premieres, we have so many great people from England coming on my show. I don't know why. Something's just there that I want to bring to America. And I was just lucky to have you not on the phone, both of you on the phone. You are in the studio. That's what is so special about today. Again, your name slowly.
My name slowly is Aquila Luthien. Although my pen name, my author name is A.K. Luthien.
Of course, you know, that's what we need to remember. And you are a writer.
Yes.
And you are a very unusual writer because, you know, most people say, all my life, that's all what I wanted to do. I knew that I would be doing that. But you have different life story, and you will tell us, because you just started writing not very long ago, yes?
Correct. 7 years ago. And I certainly had no idea I was going to write at all.
And that's what is just so exciting for me. Because also, I'm bringing a lot of business people to the show. And a lot of people who are just telling us that your life is just developing all the time. It's not like too late for anything. You just can start today doing something, and maybe, you know, next few years later, you'll be just pitching movie in Hollywood, like you will do, and you will write a book, and, you know, you have now three of them. You know, it's just amazing. I believe in that, too. My life is like constant change. I'm going through my crazy private problems in life right now, and I'm rebuilding my life again. Again, okay, and again, but I like that, you know, in a way, after when you stop crying, you just say, life goes on, and you better adjust, Ilona, if not, you are goner, then that's what we do, and we are talking to our listeners, do not be afraid of changes in life, and just make things happen for yourself, okay, especially in America, because that's the country when everything can happen, that's what they say, okay. Now we have another guest. He's sitting a little bit far away. He has no phone headphones, but maybe you will explain it. Your name is?
My name is James Grover, and I'm here with Ilona, which is a good friend of mine. And I'm also here with these two young ladies because I'm helping them on a production through Eggman Global so they can get where they want to be in America.
You know what? You almost brought to our studio amazing guest. And I was, you know, I knew this maybe will not happen because we'll be having him another time. Who is this gentleman?
Hank Linderman. He's a co-engineer for the band Chicago and the Eagles.
Hello, we love this name. Eagles! I have a ring on my finger, and Eagles is something that I love so much. And obviously, we have also some Eagle magic happen, yes, with you too. Yeah, you like Eagles.
Sure.
Why?
The name Aquila is actually an eagle.
Oh boy, we are connected in magical way. Okay, Dana is another beautiful lady here, and you both know each other for 4 years, and your name is?
My name's Dana Amade.
That's a beautiful name too. Amade, this sounds not UK. What roots?
Dana Amade, well, my parents are quite out there. My parents are both actors in theatre, and so I think they took the name Dana is from the fairy kingdom and island. Amma means love, but I've since discovered that Amma is a name, the hugging saint. I don't know if you've ever heard of the saint, the hugging saint.
Hugging saint? I want him be with me all the time. I really need to get introduced to this gentleman.
She's actually a woman called
She's a woman?
She's a saint called
Amma. I want to be hugged by her also.
She's, I think she's hugged over 7 million people now.
Oh my God.
She's around the world.
You need to show me her link. Yeah, maybe we'll somehow get to her. Yeah, you never know. We are magical ladies. Yeah. Oh gosh, you know what? We love both of your accents. It's already, you don't need to even do anything except talk, and we are like, so nice. Okay, I have some responsibilities also in my show. Sometimes I need to talk about more serious stuff. And before we'll go through this beautiful entertainment part of our show, we'll be talking about book writings and movies and ideas and magic and just we'll be playing my song and again, Michelle's song. I would like to say that we have one organization in L.A., in Gift of Life, and this is a world organization, of course, who helps children with heart problems. And I would love to play today first time commercial. We have people, and Brenda Small, she's the president of Gift of Life chapter in LA. She's our friend of Accent On for many, many, many years. She's my dear friend, and she was in El Salvador last week. She called in with doctors. They were saving 14 children there, and obvious, everybody knows we need to send some money to this organization because, like she says in a commercial, one of five children are dying every day in a poor countries because they cannot get this type of help that we can get in America. Then please, let's listen, Gift of Life.
5.5 million children a year are born with a congenital heart defect.
In a country like El Salvador, the statistics skyrocket because of the poor living conditions, poor prenatal care, and poor nutrition. And those children have nowhere to turn.
Gift of Life is a program that focuses on helping children from developing countries who suffer from congenital heart defects.
The reason we decided to focus in El Salvador is because there were thousands of children on the critical cardiac waiting list at the one children's hospital in this entire country. And one in five of them were dying every single day.
To date, we have saved over 200 Salvadoran children's lives, but we are just not getting all the children that need to be saved right now.
Without the support to continue with this program and develop the sustainability of the program, 1 in 5 children on the cardiac waiting list die every single day. There's no greater gift in the world than giving a child a second chance at life.
Okay, that's very serious, and also that's something that I think all of us can think about, and if we would like before New Year do something good in life, save one child's life, cost only $1,000 to give one child new lease on life. $1,000 in poor countries, in America, hundreds of thousand dollars. Then I just gave myself goosebumps, you know, I really feel really strongly about that. Then please contact Accent On. Go to Facebook, go to LA Talk Radio, go to Brenda Small. You'll find her on LA, on my Accent On Facebook page. Or just go to, you know, Gift of Life and .org, and you can donate or you can find out how to help. And we are here always to talk about this issue. Anyway, Brenda will be here before end of this month for sure, and we'll be talking a little bit more. Okay, yeah, it's always hard transition, but I think we can transit from this serious topic into something magical, because you are bringing, both of you are bringing to LA something that maybe whole world soon will enjoy. Okay, I need to give my beautiful writer right now first right of explaining how all this started.
Magic.
Magic.
Okay, 7 years ago, as you rightly said, I was actually an ex-trader, banker, selling software, living the life that the world thinks is amazing, and lots of money, lots of cars, amazing career, lots of houses, all this stuff. But actually, deep inside, I was desperately unhappy.
Private issues? Question with life?
I think that
where life goes.
I think that where this story starts is very intriguing, because my own, it's been what happened to me at the very beginning that inspired the whole thing, actually. But I think there are so many of us that live a life that everyone else believes we should be living.
Yeah.
The world is very good at projecting upon people an illusion of what it thinks is happiness, and people find themselves trapped in a place where they feel they have no way out, and anywhere they might turn, it's as if they're being judged for one thing only, and that is having the courage to actually listen to that voice that's inside of them.
You need to I love to just repeat certain things, certain lines, because I think we all are bringing some smartness, you know, to somebody else who listens. And this is your life journey. You are telling us right now that, and everybody says, listen to your inner voice, okay? And you are saying in your situation, you were not listening for a long time. You were not for a long time, but then one day, things changed, or you questioned your life for a long time.
I think I'm sure that many people listening would probably relate to this, that we question ourselves when we're feeling that something inside of us is telling us that things are desperately not right, but we carry on doing what it is that we think that everyone else thinks that we should do. I personally had a very spectacular experience that totally changed my life, and it started with something that's really very mysterious and quite inexplicable that happened in an ancient castle in Edinburgh 7 years ago. The result of which meant that I questioned everything, but still came home to a life. My husband, he was a great guy, but we hadn't been in marriage, had broken down a long, long time ago. I had 3 young boys, and people are like, oh, you cannot leave that family. You can't leave the boys. What will you do to them? And even though in my heart I was saying, well, how can it be good? How can it be good for these children
if you are not happy?
Exactly.
If mother is living life.
Exactly.
In a way.
How does that inspire them to be who they are? And then what happened to me is, I, as I mentioned, it was very extreme. So I had for 6 months, after leaving Edinburgh Castle, many things shattered in my life on quite a dramatic scale. I think it was trying to tell me, okay, it's all breaking and something new's coming. So, I smashed 7 teeth. My car literally blew up. Mm. I walked past an enormous pane of glass one day and it just shattered. And like many things like this happened. And 6 months later, I found myself...
We call this bad luck. Or you call this right now good luck?
Yeah, I actually call it great luck.
You know, again, please, people, listen to what she says. Sometimes really bad, bad moments in life can turn to something really good a little bit later. Then do not get stuck on the situation and everything is going bad and bad and bad and bad. Because, you know, the hope is always there. You just need to find the hope. Or you need to just discover your honesty inside or something that you are looking for. And you know what? Nobody knows if you are right or wrong. You just need to do it. That's it. Okay? That you came from this mysterious place. You have some unusual things happen to you. We call this bad luck. Right now we know in a way that was a good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's happened again? I want to know to this place when you said the ring. Because
yes.
We love the situation with ring.
So after this 6 months of thinking, you know, oh my, what is going on? Everything's shattering, breaking on every level. Which, of course, was really what was going on inside of me. I found myself in Dublin, in another very ancient building, in front of an exceptionally ancient manuscript, which is, in fact, Ireland's most ancient insular manuscript. And was actually created at a time when Ireland, in fact, in the Dark Ages, was the island of saints and scholars. So people used to flock from all over the world to come to Ireland. And I was standing in front of this manuscript and I had another really unusual experience where I flashed, if you like, if that's the way you want to put it, to a scene, the same scene that I had flashed to when I was in the castle in Edinburgh 6 months earlier. I thought I was going absolutely crazy. I walked out of the exhibition room. I walked up the stairs into this spectacular, it's called the Long Room. It's the largest single vault library or chamber library in the world. It holds hundreds of millions of volumes of books. I heard all these books talking to me. I was like screaming, thinking, oh my god, what's going on? I ran out of the end of this library and my friends just thought she's lost the plot completely. Mm. And I think we're probably right. And then I kind of just, we went off to this bar and I just threw myself in the corner and just said, I just cannot do this anymore. I felt really despairing. I can't be in this marriage anymore. I can no longer do what everyone else wants of me. I have to follow what's inside of me. Send me the man that I've been seeing, that I've been flashing to. And as I said it, the door of the bar opened. I turned around and the man walked in.
Oh gosh. Ladies, listen, you just imagine this somebody entering your door one day and could happen. I want to know more about that. Okay, and doors opened and this, was he beautiful?
Yeah, of course.
Tell us more a little bit. Do you think he was real or there was your still imagination?
No, he was completely real because my friends were trying to hold me away from going outside and finding him.
Maybe he'll listen to us right now. You never know.
Well,
world is so small. Okay.
There is quite a journey around this.
Okay.
And I think this goes back to one of the things that you mentioned earlier about things breaking or seeming to go wrong and thinking, well, is this right or wrong? For me, there was a particular reason why I met that man and was only ever to spend 20 minutes with him and be pulled apart.
Hmm.
We had a very, very extreme and unusual experience on the street as I went outside to, and he was waiting for me. And in that time, he was like, oh, I've known you forever. I was like, I feel the same, but how on earth can that be the case?
Yeah.
And anyway, it was a Midsummer's Night, the real ancient Midsummer's Night, not the modern idea of Midsummer's Night. And suddenly all these crowds came from everywhere and they just separated us. And it was like one of those movies where you're carried apart.
Aww.
And no way of contacting each other again. And I got on a plane the next day, absolutely grief-stricken, went back to England, walked in my house, said to my husband, I think I'm really sorry, I will love you forever, but I cannot do this anymore. And by that time, I felt like a stranger in someone else's life. Crazy stuff was happening by this point. I had everything electric was breaking. I could feel like energy all around me, or it felt as if someone was touching me the whole time. Beings were touching me. I didn't know what it was. I would stand in the garden at night and say, "What am I? What's going on?" And the sky would blaze white. Had hundreds of trails of white feathers laid everywhere for me to follow.
Look at you. She already writes the book, because way how she described it, I can see all of these things. I love it. Okay.
And from that moment, within literally 3 weeks, I woke up one night and I had the whole bones of a story in my head. I came down through the night and I started to write these bones of this story. I got to the end and I sat back and thought, what is that? But from that moment, for 7 years, that story led me on a journey around the globe through the most extraordinary, magical experiences. And I will say now, they were a real roller coaster, going back to what you were saying. And I learned very fast that the things that seem like they're not working are actually the things that are breaking away all the things that you don't need to bring in the new.
Just and we need to keep going. Some people really stop doing anything about that. They just are getting depressed, which we understand. But we are meant to create, to be, to live life fully and go through ups and downs. Nobody said life is easy. Nobody has easy life, not even the most happy people. We think they're happy, but really they have their own problems. Then I don't know, please give us the strength, because you are telling a beautiful story to us. You know, if something unusual is happening because of all these things that you know, breaking up marriage and just creating unusual book in your mind and then putting on a paper and meeting unusual gentlemen that you never really had a right to meet again, and all these unusual things, and it just leads you to, I know, some great ending, because we know and we need to believe in that. We need. And that's why you are in Hollywood. That's the unusual, crazy story. Okay, then if I can break for one second, because you have this beautiful friend with you, and you know what? It's much easier to going through life if you have friends. I really, really believe in friends. I love my family. I love a lot of people in my family, but friends you are choosing, you know, and family you are born with. Then sometimes it's not so easy to make relationship, but you know, friends, oh my gosh, that's so important. Then, okay, can you explain us what's happened? How did you both meet and why you are here?
Well, this is a story all about alchemy, actually. And strangely enough, I'm a film producer, and I had just made a film with Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. About a very famous alchemist called Aleister Crowley. And at the time, I thought, I don't really want to do this film, because he was sort of... He was considered to be evil, but actually he wasn't. He was just a very, very, very prominent alchemist back in the Victorian days. And this film was quite extraordinary. It had Simon Callow, and it was made with Monty Python.
Oh.
And so the film was has quite a big cult following, and it sort of started this journey of alchemy. And I then started another film called The Glastonbury Grail, and Glastonbury is one of the most magical places in the on the earth. It's where King Arthur comes and Guinevere comes from. And I was in a crystal shop, I mean, an absolutely amazing crystal shop called Stone Age Crystals. And if ever you're in Glastonbury, I highly recommend you go to this very, very magical shop. And in this shop, I met Aquila.
Gosh, right time, right moment.
Right,
and you do not know why these things happen in life. Then again, people, don't sit in home. Get out. Do some unusual things, because always some another human being is waiting and some good relationship can start. Okay, in your situation, you both just found each other in a place that you both really love to be in.
Exactly.
And you both feel like you know each other probably also for many, many years, or?
For many, many past lives, I think.
Gosh.
From the moment that we met, we were like, sister.
Hello, it's you.
4 years.
Here you are.
And are you from the same town?
No, we're not from the same town, but interestingly, where Aquila lives, my family were from back in about hundreds of years ago. So, yeah, so we felt like sisters immediately.
Maybe you are sisters.
Yeah.
Did you check the, you know, like tree, the family tree? Oh, gosh, that would be amazing if you some connection there.
Yes, and from that point, Aquila was just, it was part of her, through her seven-year story, and we became very close friends, and I was trying to write another film. I was developing another film called The Glastonbury Grail, a magical film. And then over a period of years, Aquila birthed these books and said, you know, when we were working together and I was following her story, and it was a very passionate story, and it was very inspiration to me and was mirroring a lot of what was going on in my life. And then she published these books, which are exceptionally beautiful, beautiful books. Really highly recommend that you download them or buy them, because it's one of the most beautiful magical fairy story, love story, magical sci-fi, mystery.
We need that in life so much. We really, really do.
That you could ever read. And then the next thing, Aquila published her books, and she got a call from Hollywood.
Okay. Cold shower. She wrote this book, she published this book, and she got a phone call from Hollywood. Magic can happen, people, and don't question why happened to some people. Can happen to you too. You just need to create, do something, act on something, meet the people, help the people. Don't question why you are helping somebody. The all things can come back many, many years later, and beautiful things, beautiful relationship can really, really happen. I would never expect to have these beautiful two ladies with me on Accent On, but I love Michelle, and Michelle just called me, and Michelle said, I have unusual people from UK. I know you will love them, because it's something about all of you that you will like each other. And then, you know, Jane, I don't know who is friend with whom first. How did you meet these two ladies?
I met these two, my good friend of mine, Steve Eggleston, called me out of the blue. He texted me, he goes, hey James, something magical is happening tonight.
Oh gosh, magic.
I need you to bring high spiritual people to a meeting tonight.
Okay.
So I gathered a lot of big name celebrities, and I brought them to the table. And that was last week Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
And last week Wednesday, it was nothing but great experience with these people that I brought. Everybody was in good spirits, everybody was enjoying a good time. It was a fun meeting. It was just nothing about, it wasn't even really business-wise. It was more to get to know one another. Oh. And once we got to know one another, it was like one big family.
Yes, we really all felt that we were all from the same magical family.
But how did you find them? How do you find this?
He has a crystal ball.
I like it. I'm not questioning magic. Magic is just happening, but still, I need some explanation.
Working in the music industry, I've been in the music industry for over 20-some years. And I also worked in the motion picture industry for some time. Yeah. And knowing people in the motion picture industry and working in music, I have a handful of well-known people that I'm attached to that are good friends of mine. And I just pick up the phone call, and we all meet at times, and really good friends. Most people know me that I travel and tour with Kevin Eubanks. And Kevin is Eubanks' right hand.
Absolutely.
And that's where I come from, you know. And I meet people on the road, and they become friends. You know, I just don't meet people, I make friends.
That's why I love music.
That's what it's all about.
It's just amazing. You're right, and you make long relationships that stay for a long time in life, and people bring people to your life.
Yeah, and in my job, you know,
matchmaker.
The way to make it happen is just have great charisma for what you do.
Yeah.
And enjoy the people that you work with, because you might be here today and might not be here tomorrow.
Oh, gosh. We are very thankful for that. And obviously, we are friends. And I have the feeling that maybe you can help in some ways one of my really, really, really good friend who is in a little bit trouble right now. And I don't want to give the name out. But if something good will happen because of you and him getting together, very, very good musician, very good engineer, and, you know, a lot of awards for motion pictures, a lot of awards. But, you know, maybe something there that you can just help him with. Then I will bring you back to studio and say, we just created some maybe nice bridge for somebody to have better life than what's happened right now. Anyway, I think it's time for music, okay? We need to come back to that, but we have Michelle here. Michelle, little tiny short version, what's happened about what is happening in your life when it comes to music? Because of your life problems right now, you are just little subtle.
It's sort of on the down low right now, but at the first of the year, it's an uprise.
But that's what we learned, that the down, we don't question, because if you are down, it's only one way. Up. Okay, and this is the gorgeous song I just really, really love. And people, bear with me, because it has like 30 seconds of silence before starts, because this is like fresh from the studio. And Razor Blades.
And Whiskey.
Who wrote this song?
Mitzi Dawn and Angelina Presley.
Look at her accent. Again, who wrote the song?
Mitzi Dawn and Angelina Presley.
And do not question her accent. She's from Texas. Okay, I love you. Let's play this song. It's a gorgeous song. But we need to wait a little bit longer.
30 seconds.
is coming. It's coming. Hey!
I can dig my claws into your bloody, get drunk on knowing that you love me. If you're gonna break me, baby, then I wish you would. I can hurt like this all by myself, though when I'm with you, it's a heavenly hell. It hurts so bad and it feels so damn good. And we're like cocaine in a paycheck, like a rope and a lonely neck, like a strong drug in a weak vein, like mascara in the rain. And when you're with me, we're like red. This ain't love, it's a sickness. You're my strongest weakness. Getting over you is gonna get the best of me. I crave you like a cigarette. I owe you like a gambling debt. I'm a prisoner who wants to throw away the key. And we're like,
to say it's so real story. Your video is beautiful. People can find on YouTube. Yes, Michelle,
yes,
or go to your website or Facebook. What is your Facebook?
My Facebook is Michelle Ivy Jordan. It's my official fan page, and
we can find the video there.
Well, you can go on YouTube, or you can go to Reverb Nation. Yeah, you can go to Reverb Nation.
And again, title of the song?
Razor Blades and Whiskey.
And Reverb Nation Plus, they can go to country and the check. Because you were like number on my first
two.
10 or something. Two?
I got it to two.
Okay, you are better than me because
it's a rip-off. Because
two.
I'm now down.
Okay,
but
yeah.
That was 2 months ago, but I was two.
I know. For 3 months, I am on 100, the most played dance song on Ireland's radio, .fm. And yes, I'm sometimes above very big people like Madonna, Sharon. I was number 10. Now I fell. I am like 28 or something, but I'm still holding on to, you know, indie artists and still picking up a lot of plays on the radio. Then thank you for that. And everybody knows, hopefully, Easy Come, Easy Go, because I'm annoying and play this song over and over. Soon I will be start playing another one because another single is coming. But and if we have time, I will still play Easy Come, Easy Go. I'm sorry, it's my radio show. I can do that. Anyway, coming back to our beautiful two stars, because I really think something magical is between both of you. You are friends, and friendships are forever. I really believe in that. You both are for 4 years working on the one goal, and you know how to bring the gorgeous trilogy, you know, to the movie screen. Yes, and that's why you are here in Hollywood. I want to know a little bit more. What are you doing here? And I know you got this phone call, and now you are here for 10 days. Lots of meetings. You think good meetings? You think something is there in the making and we can get excited?
You want to hear this?
Yes.
We talk about things falling away and new things coming in. This is for everyone to listen to this very clearly, because this has been my journey of real magic.
We listened. We really listened.
Real magic happens when you absolutely trust everything that happens. So, for example, I thought I was coming out to Hollywood for one particular reason. I still got on the plane and came. What has happened since I've been out here is all the real amazing people that were supposed to show up and get involved in this have just
come,
like all the people in this room, like having the most amazing artists that James brings together, like meeting one guy that I've met out here, absolutely incredible. He was always destined to be at the heart of this.
Oh, gosh.
And just absolutely everything is falling into place. And that's what happens when you don't question that voice inside
of you. The right people come to you.
We're doing something very, very unusual. The Sacred Quest trilogy, it's a trilogy of books. Yes, it's to go out as movies, but we're taking it out in a very unusual way, in a new movie form as well. And we were looking for the right platform through which to do this, which is going to give people such an immersion in story world like they will never have had before, which means that the music industry is crucial.
Oh, my
gosh. And a lot of CGI and stuff like this as well. And the right people have shown up already for that. They are pioneers that have actually pioneered a whole new way through story immersion, which fits completely with the story itself, which is about these two alchemists that are trying to reunite across time, complete what they once began, dissolve the illusion that things happen to us, and actually take down the enemy that lives within us, that is actually telling us that we are not in control of our reality, and remember and reactivate the magic that every single one of us has in our hands, which is we create our own reality in every single moment. And if we believe in that magic, wait till you see what happens.
Oh, gosh. You are a really good pitcher, if we can say. You really are speaking greatly about what the future will be for your project, for both of your projects. You mentioned that music is very important.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you are meeting amazing people. I know, I need to say that Domenico Capuano, we know Domenico, he was here a few times. Yeah, he's writing also amazing scores, amazing scary scores. He's like John Williams, like I say, for the future. Then I don't know if he's the right guy to do something for both of you, but I know I need to also get you somehow connected with him. You fall in love with him. And anyway, like you say, the right people will come, and the right people will be part of everything what we are doing, and only we need to trust that, you know, that our life story will develop, because it's written somewhere in the sky. I don't know where it's written, but it's written somewhere.
That's exactly it.
That's a, yeah. I love you people. Then, you know, we'll come back, because I have two very important questions. And honestly, I ask you, Aquila, to just write me important question. I think the one last one before a show will end in 10 minutes, I want to leave a little bit later. I have this funky also story. I'm jumping, you know, but that's what I like to do. Because obviously I'm a pop singer, I'm dance singer, I'm pop rock singer. I'm doing crazy little different things that I had no idea that I'll be doing when I came to America. In my own country, obviously, I was typical pop, a pop star with TV shows and awards and stuff like that. Then I came to America, I fell in love with the gentleman many, many, many years ago, and have a beautiful daughter who is, everybody knows also, USC student, and she's studying music business. I really think in the end that was the reason why I fell in love with the gentleman, because I have this amazing human that I created. Everybody says, we know Natasha, she's very, very special child. And hi, Natashka, I love you. And but you know, I just meeting amazing people in America, musicians and styles of music that I just got like I bumped into by pure accident, and then working with Sony Pictures and releasing my own loop library with my vocals, and then meeting thousands of DJs all around the world who were remixing my songs, and then choosing few that I wanted to work with, it brought, you know, unusual effect. And one of the craziest one is Jerry Jones, and we created the song that is called Step Into the Culture, and everybody knows it's very short, but it's crazy, and I'm very proud of this one. Composition. And when we wrote the song, I think I met Jerry once in my life. I know Jerry for almost 8 years right now. I awarded him number one award when the Sony offered remix of one of my songs, and I just didn't know who this guy is, but because I didn't know any of thousands of people who were remixing my stuff. What a talent. And he's my the bestest friends. He's in Texas also. I love you, Jerry. And we are working on the craziest music ever, because that's the magical music that I also have in my own heart. And I do that, you know. And maybe, like you said, I love you. Thank you. I know you said you love it. And we'll see. Maybe something magical happened because of the song, you know, between all of us. And one more guest, Davood. Davood, I mentioned to you, this amazing Iranian painter who just makes magic happen in front of your eyes. I never, ever, ever, ever saw a painter like that. And he's giving all his money to charity, 25 millions of it.
Wow.
And everybody can find him and the story and, who is this guy. He's just one of those people that, I don't know what to say. Magical man. Anyway, I will put all of us together, and if magic happen right away, it will happen. If not, we will love each other forever. Anyway, coming back to our interview, what can I say? You are living in 2 days, yes? Both of you?
Yes.
Do you plan on coming back?
Oh yeah, for sure. We've fallen in love with California. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. In England right now, the weather probably is not so good. But do you think that everything is going in the right direction when it comes to the planning on the movie? Is anything that listeners who are listening, they could help with? Because we never know who listens to our show. And I say, if you don't ask, you will never get.
I think one thing which would be really lovely to actually share at this point is... you mentioned right at the beginning, Alona, about you just you, if you follow your heart or you follow that voice and you do something, like the magic that can unfold, not just with the story itself, but the way we're bringing this to the world is actually to inspire and bring as many people from across the globe together to be part of this project.
Listen to me. And Axenon is all about, you know, diversity. It's all about unusual artists. And I can say I'm picking up the bestest, even with Texas accent, because they're the bestest too. You know, but fact is they're from all around the world and the culture and live world that we live in. That's what is amazing. You know, if you can really bring all of this in your one movie that we all will feel like in home. World is at home, somehow is divided, but you know, I feel that maybe some magic can happen that we'll feel like in home inside of your movie. How do you think you can bring all of these people together? Because of acting, because of music, because of storyline? Please tell me a little bit more.
I think there's a number of things. First of all, you're absolutely right, because at the heart of the story, which is an epic, mythic, sci-fi, fantasy, thrilling romance.
That's why your music worked so well.
Fabulous. So it'll be great.
Oh, God, that's amazing, because, you know, I planned in a way to show you something magical, and that's, you know, songs that I have, few of them, only because I am a little arrogant, and I say, oh, maybe they will like it, maybe they will like it. And thank you for liking, because artists need to be loved. And, you know, if you like it, I'm happy. You make me so happy if happens something or not. But we all are living for this little, I like it, honest, I like it. That's great. Will maybe work, will not. And, you know, like with Michelle, I will bring her over and over until she will get her first Grammy in the country, you know, because she's amazing. Somebody needs to believe in somebody, you know. Then if you believe in, we need to help people that we believe in. And that's why also I would like maybe something that we need to ask people who listen. Is anything that you can help with? Is anything that we can help with?
Sure. I mean, what I was going to say is the story itself brings together all cultures, all indigenous tribes, all indigenous influences, history, mythology. It actually redefines it all into one cohesive story, which is about pure magic. And so the way we're delivering, so Dana, who's here with me, is my great friend, is at the heart of the team. We have amazing, amazing people in the team from across the globe, which, of course, now James, as we know, is here with Michelle, is completely at the heart of. And our passion and our vision is to deliver this, and this is where all the people that are showing up now at the heart of it are in alignment with, to make it almost like a people's project. What we're talking about is an epic trilogy of movies, which is major. Kind of, if you imagine, I don't know, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Matrix, all sorts of things like that, kind of thrown together. It's an epic scale trilogy. The story's nothing like that because it's just about magic. But we want to make it as a people's project. So we've devised a plan, and we're actually creating a whole new platform, as I mentioned, which is a Storyworld platform. So that the people can get involved from day one. And what that means is we'll be creating audiobooks that will be available very, very soon. The man that's going to be creating them with us is incredible. And we will be bringing into the heart of those audiobooks music, which, of course, is the sound of creation anyway.
Yes, anyway.
From artists that are well-known, artists that have never been known, artists that are emerging at the heart of that, together with other things that we'll be producing anyway for ourselves, and they will be within the Storyworld platform, which will be up and running very fast, and people will be able to come to that from anyone who wants to get involved on a very high level, to anyone that wants to get involved just
give
on a
us
tiny
the contact,
level
please and it,
so yeah
and just, to read the books I so think as well
again let's give sure. people all the information right now one more time. Please give us the most important things, how we can find you, where we can find your book, how we can download the most important, how we can see the little bit of the movie and idea behind, how we can reach you, all of these things. Time. Go.
So the trilogy is called the Sacred Quest Trilogy. Where the books are The Quest Begins, Flight of the Eagle and Return of the Magus. There is an author site, which is www.akluthien.com, which is LUTHIENNE. There is a media company site, which is called Lone Star Storyworld Media. And on that site, we will be posting all the updates so that people can join in and get started with the whole Storyworld immersion, which they will be able to do so very fast, actually. So that's probably a good one to stay posted in. lots and lots of freebies and downloads and all sorts on the author site, but the Story World Immersion will be something else. It will be something they haven't seen before, very active, very participative, and through that they will be able to actually they'll be able to join the group of people. They'll be able to come almost like founding members of the whole movie project and the whole Story Immersion project, and follow all these amazing musicians, access the music before it ever begins. Wow. Follow the development and evolution of the movies that will happen over the next kind of 18 months to 2 years. So that's the whole journey, and it's for the world to take that journey.
And we'll be waiting for any update. I know I cannot have both of you in the studio all the time, but our phone is always open. It's only said it's middle of the night in England when you call us, but that's the trouble, one trouble. I would love to listen. I will be loving to hear from both of you in 2 months and 3 months, see the progress, and hopefully you both will be back in LA. And I know something very special is there for both of you and for all of us. For whatever reason, we found each other here. Why? We will see. As a
magic.
Beautiful magic. We believe in magic. Thank you for today, and Accent On and Ilona Europa, again with
Michelle Avi Jordan
and
Aquila Luthien
and
James Grover
and
Donna Amadei. It's been such fun being on your radio show.
I love you girls. I really love you, and the gentlemen also. And easy come, easy go, 1 second of the song before I will say bye bye.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
Listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.